San Diego's talk radio leader, 760 KFMB, presents It's Your Money and Your Life. For the next hour, Richard Muzio and Joe Vecchio will educate and inform you on matters related to your financial future, your life, and your leisure. Now, with It's Your Money and Your Life, here are Richard and Joe.
All right, everybody. My name is Joe Vecchio, your co-host, announcer, and producer, coming to you from KFMB Studios with 50,000 watts of power. We're heard not just in San Diego County, but Orange County, L.A. County, up the coast of Seattle on a good night, down to Cabo, out to the desert. If you download the app for 760 KFMB or tune in radio, you can hear the show as it airs on any device. And, of course, all the podcasts are commercial-free on iymoney.com. Now time to introduce the main man of the hour. He's a CPA extraordinaire, an accomplished marathon runner, a philanthropist, a lecturer, and a family office expert advising several high-net-worth families. His name is Richard Muzio. Richard, good evening. How are you tonight?
Doing great, Joe. We're both heading down to the desert for some tennis, but let's not waste any time because...
Right. Well, hang on a second.
Okay, do you have something?
Well, I know we're going to get on with a great octogenarian, and I met another one this week, Richard Brown, who just opened Biggie's Burgers down in Pacific Beach, and believe it or not, he's got a fantastic 20-year operation up in San Clemente. This guy comes up to me, he's 80 years old, and Mike, you would be proud because he looks he looks 60 as well. So anyway, our guest on the line for I think the second or maybe even third time is three-time governor of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts and candidate for the presidency of the United States. And an intellect and a humanitarian, all-around good guy, Mike Dukakis. Mike, welcome back to our show.
Good to be back. Good to talk to you. Nice to be in Southern California
for
our 23rd winter quarter at UCLA.
Yes. For folks that don't know, Mike's been coming out here and Kitty for 23 years to speak for the City Club for George Mitrovich. Thank you, George, who's also a past guest of this show. And it's just an honor to have you on again, Mike. So I know you've been not missing the Boston weather. Whoever thought of this this great gig you have in L.A., they call it what, when they come from Canada, what do they call it, Richard?
Snowbird.
Snowbird.
I was invited to come out here and deliver a guest lecture 24 years ago. And it seemed to be pretty well received. I've been teaching full-time at Northeastern University in Boston for about the last 27, 28 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they were on a quota system. UCLA's on a quota system. And I came back to Boston. I said to Kitty, who does not like New England winters, even though she's a New Englander, I said, what would you think if I taught during the winter quarter at UCLA, and then I do the next three quarters at Northeastern.
Uh-huh.
She said, sounds pretty good to me. And we've been doing it ever since. It's really been wonderful.
Yeah, we were complaining last week because it was only getting up to 62 degrees.
Yeah.
That's how spoiled we are.
Folks were freezing.
So what course do you teach there, Mike?
I teach two courses, one to undergraduates, one to graduates. The undergraduate course is called California Policy Issues, and as you can imagine, it deals with big issues facing California, most of which obviously are national issues. I mean, this state has got 38 million people.
Then I teach a
graduate course in leadership. How do you get things done in the public sector? What are the skills you need and that kind of thing? Heavily case-oriented.
Yeah.
So it's a very busy quarter, but it's a lot of fun, and I've got some fabulous students. And one of the interesting things about what's been happening lately is that Trump, inadvertently or otherwise, is turning kids on to public service. I mean, they're not fans of them, but they do want to get into public service. And I've got kids pouring into my office. How do I get involved? What do I do? Are there internships I should begin with? And that kind of stuff. So in addition to the courses, one of the great things about being out here is that I have a chance to chat with these kids.
Yeah.
And at least start them on the road to public service. I don't do it on a partisan basis. I want these students to, to go into public service. I don't care whether they're Republicans or Democrats.
Or independents.
They really are turned on these days.
Mm-hmm. There's a record number of women running this year. I just heard that.
A record number of women, but, just young people generally are really fired up.
Well, I think those Parkland students, God bless them, I think they really they inspired adults, grandparents, and their peers alike. They're just phenomenal.
They're terrific. And let me tell you, I've never been so, I've been in politics, needless to say, for a long time. I don't think I've ever been more angry than I have been over what happened down there and the reaction.
Yeah.
I come from the state with the toughest gun laws in the country. You can't walk around with a concealed handgun without a license to carry it issued by the local police chief. And they don't issue these things lightly.
Yeah, yeah.
And not surprisingly, Massachusetts has the lowest homicide rate in the country and the lowest suicide by gun rate in the country, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's great that the young kids, though, are interested.
Second Amendment stuff and the NRA and this kind of thing is just appalling to me.
But I give all credit to Trump because he's the guy who put the word fun in dysfunction.
Well,
so anyway.
Whatever. But... the ironic thing is those two of the kids speaking out, David Hogg and I think Cameron Caskey, one's father is ex-FBI, and the other one is an ex-police officer. So they've grown up with guns, and the whole dilemma is, I mean, everyone may have a constitutional right to a gun, but not everybody should have a gun. And
you don't. Let me tell you something. The Second Amendment does not give you a constitutional right to have a gun.
Okay.
You know, Scalia was a classmate of mine at law school.
Really.
Obviously, much more conservative.
Yeah.
He wrote that opinion.
Yeah, the Heller.
It does not say in any way that you have a constitutional right to have a gun. It says that governments can regulate guns reasonably.
Right.
Which has always been the law.
Mm-hmm.
It makes all kinds of sense. That came from Scalia, so I don't know what these people are talking about.
Well, then the other thing is, if government can regulate, then they should regulate, and they should regulate more effectively, I would think.
No question.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, automatic weapons? I mean, what are we talking about here? Yeah. No background checks?
Assault weapons. Well, I mean, you know, the cool thing is the NRA is really under attack now, and it's glad to see these corporations and Dick's Sporting Goods and other big entities.
I think that's terrific.
Yeah.
I think that's absolutely terrific.
Hey, where are you going to be on March 24th? Are you going to be marching somewhere?
I'm going to be getting ready to celebrate Greek Independence Day, which
happens
on the
25th. That's the 25th. That's right.
Well, don't be shooting any guns in the air there, Mike.
And reading and grading final exams.
So how is it looking for the Red Sox and the Padres this year? Any predictions?
Well, I can't talk about the Padres. You guys know more about that than I do. But, you know, Boston is a crazy baseball town. It's crazy sports town, as a matter of fact, needless to say.
Yeah.
And our teams have had great success, no question about it. I mean, too bad that the Patriots didn't win another one. But if they've had their share.
Oh, yeah.
And we live actually about a 20-minute walk from Fenway.
Yeah.
I mean, we can hear the roar of the crowd at night.
Well, you live in Brookline, and you walk to school and back every day, right?
I walk to Northeastern every day.
2 miles up and back?
If we're going to go to Fenway, we walk there. And, you know, people tend to forget this, but there was a real drive on by some folks, including the former ownership of the Red Sox, to tear the place down and replace it with a phony version of the real thing for $850 million.
No thanks.
And, I went to my first game when I was 4 and a half in 1938. Lefty Grove was pitching and Jimmy Fox was playing first base. And I used to catch for the Democrats when the Democrats and Republicans in the legislature played their annual baseball game. And in one of them, I'm sorry to say, I put the tag on a decent Republican named Al Gamble and broke his leg in three places, which was kind of interesting. So you know, we've grown up with the Red Sox since we were kids, Kitty and I.
Well, you have the great.
If they tear it down, I want the Sitco sign.
Well, they're not going to tear it down.
I know.
Point of fact, to the great credit of Larry Lucchino, and the new ownership, they stopped. They took a look at it. He brought his architect Janet Marie Smith up from Baltimore. She had designed Camden Yard. And they not only didn't tear it down, they added 6,000 seats, including the so-called monster seats. And that place is just breathtaking. Just breathtaking.
Yeah. So what do you think of the signing of J.D. Martinez?
I'm very impressed.
Yeah, I am too.
I'm very impressed. And I'm reading, I read my Globe over the Internet every day, and Martinez apparently is a darn good outfield. He's not just a swinger and a hitter. I mean, he takes great pride in his fielding, and I think was runner up for a Golden Glove. When was it? A couple of years ago. But there was a big piece on him today in the Globe.
Yeah. Hey, did you ever see that?
He talked about the work he's done to become an excellent outfielder.
Mike, did you ever see one of the greatest hitters of all time from San Diego who played for your Boston Red Sox? Ted Williams. You saw him play.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
His last at-bat, age 41, I believe he hit a home run. Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah. And you know who he hit it off of? Well, anyway, doesn't matter.
Hey, Mike, we have to kind of wrap it up here, though, right now. But are your classes online at all? I mean, the video, any videos of them?
I don't think they're online. There may be some film of me teaching.
All right.
Here at UCLA, but it'll probably be just...
We'll do an online search.
Hey, and go Northeastern. Yeah. Call it NCAA tournament, Northeastern.
Yes, indeed,
all the way,
indeed.
Man.
Okay,
go.
Governor Mike Dukakis, thanks for being our guest.
Great
and
to chat with
we'll
you.
Catch up again soon.
You
God
bet.
Bless you and Kitty, take care. All right, we're going to come right back with our guest from the Humane Society right after this. Hang on.